The Buckeye Finance Guy podcast represents the words and views of the show host exclusively and should not be construed as investment, legal, or tax advice. All information is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. All economic and performance information is historical in nature and is not indicative of any future results. Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Kilgore, the Buckeye Finance Guy, and I am the host of the Buckeye Finance Guy podcast. Thanks for coming back and listening another time. I appreciate it. And today we have another special guest on. He is a business owner, and I am excited to introduce to you John Moore of Synergistic Roofing and Solar.
Hey, good morning, Jim. I'm glad to be here with you.
Thanks for coming on, John. One of the things I like to do with all my podcast guests is just to give them an opportunity to talk about themselves, introduce themselves on a personal level before we get into talking about the business. So tell everybody about John Moore.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I'm John Moore, originally from Charleston, South Carolina, the first person that moved from Charleston, South Carolina to Dayton, Ohio and stayed. And I love it here. I've learned to love it. I am 66 years old. I've done a lot of things in my life. I've been a chemist. I've been in medicine. And I've been in project management of all sorts since I was age 22. And I'm enjoying building a new business, Synergistic Roofing and Solar, we'll talk about in a minute here in Dayton.
Yeah, great. Well, I would imagine that project management experience comes in really handy in the business that you're in, dealing with subcontractors and bidding jobs, and talk a little bit about running a job site and what that's kind of like and how that's has COVID affected that much.
It's really gone well. A lot of people were home from the base, engineers and all, that said, while I'm home, I'm going to take an opportunity to work on my home, siding, gutters and such. So we really kind of came out well because of COVID. We kind of had a boon because of it. And project management in general, yeah, having had the experience all my life, I think that's probably why my business is growing and, because I excel in that area. I know how to present a proposal for a project, get agreement from a customer, make sure that I understand what they need and they see that I understand what they need. And then we make a plan, we make an agreement. And then I've got excellent crews and the know-how to get the proper materials there and to get it scheduled and get it done and make sure nothing's left undone. And then close the deal with warranties and such being presented to the homeowners or to the business, and it works out well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. I would imagine communication is very important. Obviously, being the professional and the clients being novices, you've come up with a set of things that you know to ask, I would imagine. So there's clarity.
Well, I had been in sales and sales management in my 20s and having excellent training like Xerox sales training and all, I learned need selling a long time ago. So a lot of seasoning with being in project management and marketing and sales of various services over 40 years pays off.
So the part of your business that I think, you call yourself the Johnny Appleseed of solar energy. So talk about solar, talk about the increase in people looking to add it to their home and what can people expect?
Yeah, I want to be the Johnny Appleseed of solar roofing in the area. And there's a whole lot of interest and not as much follow through with folks, but a tremendous amount of curiosity. And we're working to build momentum to get solar power generating systems on more and more residences, either on the roof or ground mounted. My engineer that does the installations is a big fan of ground mounts. He finds that people like to feel and touch them, and you can nicely landscape them and such. And so We think things are just going to get stronger and stronger for it. The government incentives are good. Right now, it's 22% tax credits. It was 30% a year ago, and we're hoping it's going to go back up. The state has a program that helps people with interest rates, lowers your interest rates by 2 or 3 percentage points from what the bank gives you. DP&L does net metering, or the Pioneer Electric does the same. And basically, you have a 6 or 7 year payback, 3.5 to 1 return on investment over 25 years. And at the end of 25 years, the panels are still going to be 80% efficient. You're going to need it to power that new electric car you're getting ready to buy. Did you know you were getting a new electric car, Jim?
Well, they keep telling me that, but, you know, I'm not there yet, quite frankly.
No, we're not all there yet.
Yeah.
And, so we're just trying to be part of the big movement to for renewables, and we're excited to be there.
Well, yeah, I you know, when I got my $975 electric bill last month, yes, $975, I immediately thought, I need to talk to John Moore to find out. Now, you know, there are a dozen or more, it seems like, Facebook companies on Facebook that are flashing, you know, no money out of pocket to install this system. Is that a scam? I mean, what? I'm asking.
Basically, they're talking financing. So if you finance your solar power generating system, you're in the green right away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. They're going to help you finance it. And with the tax rebate, the DP&L bill being gone, the low interest rates you can get, you're making money right off the bat. And you have a certain amount of energy independence.
Okay, so I would imagine one of the things that you look at, and I don't know, I'm asked. This is a, you know, obviously I want educated on this. A house my size, you look at, you know, the average utility usage over the course of what, 12 months.
That's right.
To size the thing
on everybody's DP&L bill, it'll say historic usage. That was your usage for an entire year. We take that number and we divide it by 430 kilowatt hours per panel per year that it'll produce. We can tell how many panels you need. Mm-hmm. And then each panel, in case anybody's listening, has got a paper and pencil, covers 18.35 square feet on the roof. And we're going to say, okay, Jim Kilgore needs 45 panels. He needs to have an appropriate place facing south to put those panels on his roof that are going to be 45 times 18.35 square feet, somewhere around 900 square feet of south-facing roof surface if we want to put them on your roof. Mm-hmm. And then we can tell you that the price is approximately $900 per panel for that entire system. Mm-hmm. So we would say 45 times 9, you have about a $40,000 system.
Mm-hmm.
Is the total cost for it. That's all the permits, all the wiring, the whole package. And then so you're going to get the 22% off. Now, if so happens, if you put a solar power generating on your roof, you need a new roof. So if your roof's old at all, you can include a new roof as part of the program and get 22% off that as well.
Interesting.
And so we find ways to combine that for a lot of customers.
Yeah, so yeah, 22% tax credit. So if it's a $40,000 roof, right off the bat, 22% of that cost, you can write that off on your tax bill.
Correct.
Okay, so what if, well, I guess you're not going to be buying a $40,000 roof if you're, you know, making $30,000 a year. You're not probably paying much in tax to begin with.
Right.
The tax guy in me is thinking.
But it doesn't matter how many years it takes to use up that
okay,
tax
so,
credit.
Okay, so it carries forward is
carries
what you're
forward,
saying. So
correct.
if 22% of 40,000, I'm using round numbers. Yeah, $8,800. If you only owe, you know, $4,000 in tax, you can carry that balance
correct
forward to next year's tax return. Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know. So, from a tax planning perspective, if you're looking for a way to, you know, cut your tax bill on your personal taxes, this is a great way to take advantage of the current tax incentives. And you know, You mentioned you're looking for those tax incentives to go back up, and I absolutely would agree with that. If the federal government wants people to use solar energy, then they need to bring that that full tax credit back because it wasn't 30 and it's gone back. Mm-hmm. And for the early adopters of this technology, that's great. But there are people waiting to see whether or not it really takes hold, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they've been holding off, waiting for prices probably to come down.
And they have been coming down tremendously.
And so you've got this second wave of people probably that are looking to invest in solar energy for their home or maybe their business. And the reduction in that tax incentive takes a little bit of that, you know, urge away. So hopefully they will come back with a larger tax incentive.
I'm sure hoping so.
Yeah, because that'll get that second wave of people to jump on board with. And I've been a little bit apprehensive. I just look, you know, I look, take California as an example. They've got rolling blackouts on a regular basis.
Right.
And you're adding to the system electric vehicles. I think California was the first state to pass by 2035, I think it is.
Yes.
Every vehicle in California is going to be electric.
And that's dramatic.
That poses a problem.
Right.
Would you agree? I mean,
I think of challenges.
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges there because they already have an overburdened electrical grid in California. And so I think people look at that and they think, okay, well, how's this going to affect me in Dayton, Ohio? Am I going to have, are there going to be some issues charging an electric vehicle? And that could be another reason why people go solar.
Right.
Is to generate some of their own electricity. Mm-hmm. And you got to wonder.
With those rolling blackouts in California, I'm sure the folks that had the solar power generating system with the backup battery system were pretty happy.
I would imagine so. Yeah, I would imagine, especially if you have an electric car and you like air conditioning and, you know, other hot water.
I want to go back to tying a couple of things I said together. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and they had a big initiative there to get a lot of people to go solar. And they brought in a lot of companies came from across the country with the super duper deals, and they've had a lot of trouble with those folks. So just kind of like storm chasers with roofs come to town. So I'm very happy that I have an engineer that's a very experienced installer here in the area. So if somebody wants to work with us, they can count on somebody who's been around for 15 years with great references and a solid system that doesn't have problems after installation.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you, John, as a business contact as well as a friend, because I look at you can't hardly trust a stranger anymore. You know, I mean, you know, back in the day when I mean, you're a little older than I am, but back in the day when I was growing up, you met someone new and you would trust them unless they gave you a reason not to trust them.
Right.
Nowadays, it's almost been flipped upside down where people are they're jaded. You know, they're constantly under attack, whether somebody's trying to steal their credit card information or there's been they've had a contractor that has, you know, taken a deposit and then disappeared. I mean, and so, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. And so I always recommend to folks, they find a local company with local roots that's going to be around, that's not going anywhere, not a fly-by-night organization that comes to town and tries to sell as many systems as possible.
Whenever I see one of those new ads for solar on TV, I investigate what they're offering, what they're doing, what their angle is. And I'm going to want to learn from them if there's something I can take and offer to the community. And so we're constantly studying that. But we want to be a good, solid local offering with great references. And that's what we're trying to do.
Great. Well, that's the solar part. Now, some of the other things you do, the roofing, the siding, the gutters. Now, talk about, you've got some dedicated crews towards that as well, right?
Yeah, we're general contractors in roofing. And so let's say a storm comes along like the tornadoes a couple of years ago. Homeowners or businesses, and I do a lot of commercial work, light commercial, they want us to handle everything. They'd like to have one contractor handle everything. So I will take care of the roof replacement and dealing with the insurance. We excel at writing reports back and forth to the insurance company, but we'll also take care of the gutters and the siding damage. And with a lot of those tornado homes that were damaged, we would take care of the fence, and we would bring in the tree service, and we would take care of every bit of it, or rebuild a sunroom on the back. We do it all. And our overall, our main business is roofing. Since COVID and since the tornadoes, we do a whole lot of siding. There's a lot of people in Dayton that have had pre-engineered wood siding that has deteriorated, or old cedar siding. And again, the engineers and people from the base were home and wanted to get that tackled while they were going to be around. We have done a lot of that and have excellent crews for that as well.
Great. Well, that's good to know. So if you're in the Dayton area and you need to have a roof, you want to have somebody to take a look at your roof. You also do roofing repairs, those types of things. And you have a project around the house that you need to have done. I'll put you in touch with John Moore. I'm going to put the contact information in the podcast description of how to get together and get in contact with John and his business. Now, Synergistic Roofing and Solar is your main baby, but you've got something else going on too, right? Talk about your other business that you're working with.
Yeah, I guess it's a passion and a hobby. I've been involved in preventive medicine, getting the word out about preventive medicine techniques and approaches. And I have a business called Healthy Aging Corporate Wellness. And for anybody out there listening, if you have an employee group, I have an excellent platform I represent from Boston called Wellable. It allows you to have health challenges for groups of employees, 50 or more, where if somebody has a Fitbit, that will work, or they can use their iPhone. All like 40 different devices can be used to do step challenges nutrition challenges and all for your employee groups, and excellent content that we provide through our website. And we have also a lot of online capabilities with health coaching and nutritional classes and such. Just a wonderful platform. I think the best value for corporate wellness and for human resource departments in the area.
Great. Well, everybody needs a little bit better health in their life. I know, as a busy business owner myself, oftentimes we will swing through and grab what we can when we can, and it's not always the healthiest. So with the high stress of our life, we typically overschedule ourselves this day and age with kids' sports, et cetera, et cetera, and we really need to focus on improving our immune system, especially during COVID, and not just because of COVID, but in general. If you've got a healthier immune system, whether it's the regular flu season or whether it's COVID-19, you're giving your body the best possible chance of fighting the virus on its own that way.
Yeah, anybody that's got a business that's interested in wellness programs for their employees, I offer a online demo of the Wellable platform. I think that they would do well to take advantage of that.
Cool. Well, we'll put the description for both of these businesses in the podcast description, so people can link to the website. They can figure out a way to contact you, John, to talk about that. Now, I would imagine, though, running two businesses, you're a pretty busy guy, but what kinds of things do you do to decompress and just relax?
I'm totally dedicated and addicted to my Dayton Cycling Club. I ride out with the Oak Creek Riders on Tuesday and Thursday nights whenever I can get away. And we ride out of La Rosa's Pizza on 725 on Saturday morning, usually for about a 50 or 60 mile ride. I'm hoping to do a lot of that again this summer. And the other thing I do is, and we just found out we had a common interest, is organic gardening.
Yeah, absolutely.
I started my career doing research on organic fertilizers for a university agricultural program in South Carolina. And I've always been involved in it. At one time, I was running a community garden for 35 families for 5 years back, a few years back. I love to hit springtime and get that garden going. It's really good therapy for me.
Yeah, it is.
We'll have to share this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're getting fresh air. You're getting some sunshine, which is, giving you some vitamins, and boosting your emotional well-being. I find that gardening is very, very relaxing for me.
Oh.
And although it's a tremendous amount of work, don't get me wrong, you're on your hands and knees and you're pulling weeds and whatever. But at the same time, you put everything out of your mind and you just focus on the garden. And we've really boosted and I think there's a resurgence in gardening. I'm just seeing a lot of, because again, people are at home, they're looking for ways to not sit sedentary in front of the television. And so there's a lot of people getting into gardening this, and they did it last year and probably even more this year. I know we've added chickens to our repertoire here at the Kilgore House. They should be here in a week or so. And it's a way to eat healthier, a way to know where your food is coming from, and it gives you an opportunity to improve your overall health and not have to eat so much fast food.
And I'd give a plug for the community gardens in the area. If you don't have a good garden spot, try and find one. Get your kids out there. One of the most rewarding things for me was to see kids come out there, and I'm thinking, okay, if they're out there in 50 years planting their own garden, we've done a good thing here.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that got me into gardening. You know, my grandpa Kilgore, my dad told me my grandpa Kilgore started the first organic gardening club here in Dayton, and I didn't know that about, I found that out about a month ago, and I've got some of my kids interested in coming out, and I remember watching my other grandfather raise a garden every year, just a fantastic garden. So it's kind of on both sides.
My daughter Catherine has a wedding videography business in the area, and I used to drag her out to the garden all the time, and all of a sudden she's going around. She's got 10 and 15 people. She's helping start seeds every spring now, so she's just blossomed into that based on what she saw growing up.
Fantastic. Well, John, it's been great having you on. Again, I'm going to put the contact information in the podcast description for both of your businesses and how to get in touch with you. So again, John with Synergistic Roofing and Solar, and the name of your health and wellness company again, I'm sorry?
Healthy Aging Corporate Wellness.
Healthy Aging Corporate Wellness. Well, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Jim.
Listeners, I thank you so much for listening and supporting this podcast. I hope you'll hit the subscribe button, and that way you'll get notified of all future episodes. As usual, talk to you soon.